Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The Philadelphia Federation of Teachers is suing the school district over the ongoing asbestos problems that led to multiple public school building closures. The story from KYW's Justin Udo.
Philadelphia Federation of Teachers is none too happy with how it's being handled. That's why they say they're filing a lawsuit against the district.
Time and again, the district has continued to throw caution to the wind and jeopardize the health and safety of our young people and their educators.
PFT President Jerry Jordan and his counsel say the suit is asking the court to make sure their environmental expert has access to all the district information on asbestos in the buildings, that the district cannot test buildings without the PFT, and that the PFT must give the thumbs up before any school affected by asbestos is reopened.
One parent says all three of her children have respiratory issues because of the asbestos at their elementary school. In response to the suit, the district says they want to focus on finalizing the processes and protocols document that was proposed to the PFT in November to address these issues quickly and effectively. The U.S. attorney in Philadelphia has asked a judge to rule that a planned facility where drug users could inject under medical supervision is illegal. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
U.S. Attorney William McSwain made the request despite the fact that the judge, Gerald McHugh, has already ruled the facility is not illegal. McSwain reasserted arguments he made last year in trying to halt the push for a safe injection site, arguments the judge rejected in a 56-page opinion in October. A few days after that, McSwain vowed he would prosecute anyone who opened such a site, regardless of the judge's opinion. Earlier this month, the nonprofit Safe House asked McHugh for a declaratory judgment in the case so it can proceed with plans to open a facility without fearing prosecution.
A Safe House official says the board is studying the U.S. attorney's latest request, but believes the judge has already addressed all of the arguments McSwain raises and hopes he will declare Safe House a legal pursuit. A Philadelphia woman is behind bars, charged in connection with hiding the body of a teenager who had been missing for months. Prosecutors say it was Madison Lady who hid the body of Aaron Schweiker of South Philadelphia. The 18-year-old's decomposing body was found by police inside a plastic bag in a plastic tub in the basement of a home on Porter Street last week. A cause of death has not been determined yet, and it's unclear how the teenager knew 25-year-old Lady, but officials are investigating a possible link to sex trafficking. Volunteers showed up all over the region for Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg at one of the largest Day of Action events in the country at Girard College.
The big theme for 2020 is on being counted.
It is a very important election year, and our voter participation could never be more important.
Todd Bernstein is the lead organizer and says they're raising awareness about Pennsylvania's new voting laws, the 2020 census, and the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, highlighting black women because they didn't immediately benefit.
We didn't even think about girls coming to Girard College because it was a male school.
Karen Aspen Jordan was one of the freedom fighters who helped desegregate Girard College.
The Signature Project is building wooden ballot boxes that census workers will use to rally participation. The local American Red Cross needs blood donations. There's a shortage in supply at area hospitals. Spokesperson Elena Mauger says bad weather and the flu have been stopping people from coming in.
We have less than a three-day supply of type O blood, which is really critical at area hospitals. So ideally, we'd like to have at least a five-day supply. And there is a shortage of all blood types, but we're very critical with type O specifically.
Details on how you can donate at kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.